First week, seventh day. Be still and know. Almighty Father, there is no power on earth but thine. All our human efforts are vain. What we make today is gone tomorrow. Only thy creations live forever. So help us be still, that thy voice may speak to our needs. Breathe through us, O blessed Spirit of the Most High, as we try to drink from the wellsprings of eternal truth and not from the swamps and fens of the world's dark knowledge. Write thy statutes on our hearts. Plant thy commandments in our minds. As we lay hold on thy promises, make us more truly aware of thy love for us and give us an ever-increasing capacity to radiate that love to all mankind. We thank thee, our Heavenly Father, that we live in a world where light controls life, and where darkness is but a seeming absence of light. Help us to keep our eyes upon the sunshine and not upon the shadows, upon the reality of the kingdom and not upon the counterfeits of the wilderness. Oh, that man would praise thee more for thy goodness and for thy wonderful works. Now let us dream thy dreams and vision thy visions. In Jesus' name, amen. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalm 91, verses 1 through 7. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.